Sixers fans, I'm back. Daryl Morey finally did it. He's having a great offseason. Paul George signed with them last night around 3:30. We're going to get into all that. Before we get into all that, make sure you hit the like button. You hit the subscribe button. It helps me. It supports me. It's free. Make sure I go hit them buttons. All right. But without further ado, here go the intro. I can't believe he did it, you know. I can't. So we've all been speculating, and the entire world, the NBA world, has been speculating that the Sixers would sign Paul George. They were aggressive in signing Paul George, but nobody actually thought it was going to happen. Like, why would he leave the Clippers, who are now about to open a new arena? They're on the West Coast. He's with Kawhi. He's with James Harden. Like, why would he leave the West Coast and then come to Philly and play with Joel Embiid? He'll kind of be in the same situation with the injury-prone star, but he now has Tyrese Maxey. But anyway. Like I said, the Sixers signed him last night, 3:30 a.m. when the report came through. I randomly woke up when it came out, but 3:30 a.m. signed him to a $212 million contract, four-year full max. He is now with Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. They also re-signed Kelly Oubre. They signed Andre Drummond. They also signed Eric Gordon. They have some other pieces that need to work out, but this is a really good team, bro. I'm excited. This is all I wanted. This is all I wanted. I wanted them to pick a direction and stick to it and go all in. No more of this half in, half out nonsense. Like, if you're going to go all in, you want to win the championship, you're going to have to pay money, you're going to have to give up some assets, and you're going to have to actually go all in to do what you need to do and to go on and win a championship. So Paul George is that. He's that perfect fit as far as skill set next to Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. Is he still the same Paul George from 27? No, he's 20. He's 34 now. Lost a little bit of his burst, a little bit of his athleticism, but he's still a seamless fit next to the two co-stars that they already have. And like I said before on prior episodes or prior talks about Paul George, the only problem that I had with signing him was his age, right? And that way it was the age and it was the contract. I didn't want to sign a 34-year-old where when he's 38, the contract's still going to be massive. He's going to absolutely lose some of his basketball skill. Just happens with age. You're even seeing it with LeBron James, who is superhuman. But, like, it's going to happen. Like, nobody beats Father Time. But those are my only gripes about him. Other than that, like I always said, Paul George was the perfect fit. And now that the Sixers have him, I'm excited. I don't really care about the age now just because, like, I'm in the moment. I'm in the now. Like, I'm not worried about 3 to 4 years from now when the contract is going to be huge. Like, if I'm worried about that, then I'm not going to be able to enjoy what we have currently, right? And if you're worried about all of that in that moment, you're not worried about the right now, what the Sixers can do right now. All I wanted was for Daryl Morey, Josh Harris, Elton Brand, pushing all the chips and go after and try to actually win an NBA championship. And that's what they have the chance of doing here in this first year and second year. Now, will they be able to do it in their first year? Probably not. They do have a really great shot, but you have to fill out the roster. You have to get things to mesh. You have to see what doesn't work and be able to be able to adjust and be able to move off of that. Maybe you're missing one piece after the first season, or maybe you have a guy that you're looking at and you're like, all right, he's going to be on a little bit smaller contract. We can add him and he's going to be the final missing piece. Kind of like what the Knicks did with the Mikal Bridges trade as they went all in. But currently right now, like I've always been saying, he is the perfect piece next to Tyrese Maxey, next to Joel Embiid. He's able to work off ball. He's able to be a play initiator. He's able to be a shot creator. He's able to play defense, guard bigger wings. He rebounds. He shoots catch and shoot threes, which is a problem that we had with Tobias Harris. That was the problem that many people had with not wanting Brandon Ingram. So Paul George is really good at that. He shot 8 threes per game. He shot 8 threes per game on 41% shooting. Is the best catch and shoot forward in the NBA. He's also the 7th best player in fourth quarter points in the NBA. So that's a huge for a team that needs a closer. The Sixers think they found the closer in Tyrese Maxey from last season, but now having the ability to have two of those closers and being clutch, it allows you to not have to give the ball to 7-2 Joel Embiid down in the paint or have him try to create on the perimeter where the whole defense is going to be focused on him and they're just going to rush him and try to force him into a turnover or a really bad shot. Now you have two guys on the perimeter that can create, get to the rim, hit a jumper. They're 3-level scorers. It's just amazing to have for a team that we just haven't seen have that in so many years. And we thought we were getting that with Tyrese Maxey. Now we also have that in Paul George. So you have two elite perimeter wings. All three of them made the All-Star game last season. I'm pretty sure Paul George made the All-Star game last season. I got to double check. But just a seamless fit. Averaged 22.6 points per game last season, 5.2 rebounds, 3.5 assists. Like I said, seamless fit next to Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey, just because all of the things he can do and relieve pressure off of Joel Embiid, off of Tyrese Maxey, to where they are not the entire offense. And it also allows Joel Embiid to take a step back from the offense and allows him to play more of the Tim Duncan role, maybe focus a lot more on defense, maybe play a little bit more finesse game and preserve his body going into the playoffs to when he gets into the playoffs, then go crazy, bro. Be MVP Joel Embiid that the Sixers need in order to go win a championship, because you are the most unstoppable player in the NBA and everybody knows it. So just, and it's an amazing grab by Daryl Morey. I'm glad that he was able to get it done. Paul George even wore, I saw he wore an AI shirt, already pandering to the city, wore an AI shirt at the signing last night, which pretty much proves he was never going anywhere else. He was never going to the Clippers. He was never going to the Orlando Magic. The Sixers were always the team that he was going to go to and figure out and come. So it was all pretty difficult. Like, why would he leave the West Coast, come to cold Philly? But now we have him. He's here. He's here for 4 years. We'll deal with the contract stuff later, but it's an amazing grab. Like I said, and I'm just going to keep saying, a seamless fit next to Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey, and somebody you can actually depend on in the fourth quarter. And you can, to a certain extent, depend on him in the playoffs, because now Paul George won't be getting defended by the other team's best player or best perimeter defender. That's probably going to be the job. They're probably going to do that for Tyrese Maxey. And if they don't do that with Tyrese Maxey, now Maxey's facing another matchup to where he's not going to have to be guarded by the other team's best perimeter defender. It creates so many different avenues and ways for them to score. Like, you're still going to have to send 2 to 3 people at Joel Embiid. Now, what do you do when you have Tyrese Maxey and Paul George on the perimeter? You're going to have to send your, and you are, we already saw Tyrese Maxey was getting double teamed last year. So you're going to have to send 2 at him. Then at times you're going to have to send 2 at Paul George. Like, there's just not enough players, and there's going to be a constant rotation on defense, to where teams aren't going to be able to keep up with them. So I'm looking at them to be one of the highest scoring teams in the NBA, just because of the fact that they're just going to be so hard to guard. You're able to move Tyrese Maxey off ball at points where I think he's actually better off ball than he is on ball. And now you have to worry about Paul George. You have to worry about Tyrese Maxey running off ball actions behind you. Joel Embiid running off ball actions. It's really important as well, as Joel Embiid has highest career average in assists last season, because he's figuring it out. Like, he's bought into Nick Nurse's system of making his teammates better. Now, when all the focus is on Joel Embiid, he's getting the ability to be able to see the floor better, and he's going to be able to find the cutters. He's going to be able to find Paul George for wide open catch and shoot threes. He's going to be able to find Tyrese Maxey for wide open catch and shoot threes. He's going to be able to find Kelly Oubre on those backdoor cuts. It's just amazing what Paul George is going to. He's just going to open up so much. And essentially, without giving up the assets, Sixers still have 4 first-round picks that they can go ahead and draft. I mean, they can go ahead and trade if they want to go get, like, a Lauri Markkanen. That's pretty much out of the realm of possibility, depending on contracts and everything. But, I mean, it is still a possibility, but probably not. It's probably unlikely. But they can go get a Lauri Markkanen. They can go get a Dorian Finney-Smith. Like, they have the assets to add to this team, which they're going to have to do for them to round it out pretty much. But they have the assets to go and do it. They still have $10 million cap space. If they waive Paul Reed, they're going to get $8 million. If they trade Paul Reed, they can absorb $15 to $18 million. So that's a huge move by Daryl Morey. But just being able to replace Tobias Harris with Paul George is going to open up so much. Like, Is I saw somebody say, like, a bad Tobias Harris is a good Paul George. I said that completely wrong. A bad Paul George is a good Tobias Harris. So if Tobias Harris is bad, is what we saw at 0 points in the game 6 of a series where we absolutely needed him, of a game that we absolutely need him to score in order for the Sixers to move on and advance past the Knicks. He gave you 0 points. Paul George, I think in his last game, gave the Clippers 18 points. If Tobias gives us 18 points, we're in the second round of playoffs, and we're probably going to beat the Pacers, and we're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. But that's what he brings. That's what he's going to open up. Because, yeah, he's probably going to have, like, his games where he has off shooting nights, but that's why you have Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid.
Each player can beat you on any given Nike. And that's what's so huge. And that's what Paul George opens up about everything about the Sixers team, the Sixers offense, the Sixers defense. And they won't fall off a cliff when Joel Embiid finally goes to the bench in the games where he's tired, or just when he goes to the bench regardless. Well, and especially in the playoffs, they won't fall off a cliff on offense and or defense. And that's what I love about the Paul George signing. It's amazing. Shout out to Morey. Shout out to the Sixers right now. They still have some holes to fill, and I expect Morey to do that. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt after the offseason that he has currently had. So we'll wait and see what he does. But make sure y'all sign, y'all hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. Like I said, it means a lot to me. It supports me.